Blog Talk Radio.
Blogtalkradio.com. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show.
And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. Those who are listening on my show page online, there should be an icon there that says follow this show. Go ahead and click on that icon and set that up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis. You'll get a, however you want to receive it, I think email or text message or what have you, however you want to receive it, go ahead and set that up. And on a daily basis, whenever I have a show, you'll receive show notes about the show, what time the show, and what the episode is all about. Okay? So go ahead and press that and set that up and that on the way. Okay? I also promote the show on Twitter, Facebook, and then, of course, Blog Talk Radio. Now, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. The weather is dominating the news today. You know, down here in the ATL, and I don't know about you guys in different parts of the United States who are listening to the show. I know I got friends in New York and New Jersey and California and down in Florida. Here in Atlanta, it is cold, okay? It's colder than we want it to be, right? And I just finished watching a newscast, and the weather guy said that normal temperature at this time of year is 58 degrees, all right? We're at 21 right now, 21 degrees right now in the ATL, okay? And it's dropping. We're looking at 16 tonight, all right? 16 tonight. And, you know, tomorrow into tomorrow evening and Saturday morning, there's going to bring in some ice and rain on tomorrow evening and a little snow on Saturday morning. So you're going to wake up on Saturday morning, probably some white stuff on the yards and the houses. So I don't know if you look forward to that, but that's what they're predicting for this weekend, okay? So bundle up, guys, tonight. If you have to go out or be out tonight, or if you're already out, please, please bundle up. Wrap up as much as you can, okay? And do the same for your kids. Make sure you wrap your kids up and keep them as warm as possible, okay? Don't want them to get sick. So wrap them up as much as you can before you go outside. All right? So, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. 818-301-5833. 34 is the number to the show. Now, let's get our word of the day. Okay? Our word of the day is whammy. Whammy. And again, I know people say, Frank, how do you come up with these words? I do not come up with these words. Merriam-Webster, the dictionary, sends me a word of the day every day. Okay, and today's word is whammy. And whammy is a noun, two definitions. The first definition is a supernatural power bringing bad luck. A supernatural power bringing bad luck. That's a whammy. Okay, a magic curse or spell. A jinx or a hex. Okay, as we know it. That's a whammy. And the second definition is a potent force or attack, specifically a paralyzing or lethal blow, okay? A whammy. That's a whammy, okay? So you can use that word, and I'm sure you've used it before. You may not have known exactly the meaning of it, but that's it. Supernatural power bringing bad luck, okay? That's it, a whammy. Okay, guys, let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is entitled, What's the Difference between a woman that needs a man and a woman that's with a man. What's the difference? Okay? Before you answer that, think about it. Okay? Think about it, because I had to. Okay? A young lady gave me this topic tonight, and I promised her that I'd talk about it, so I am. The difference between a woman that needs a man and a woman that's with a man. Okay? Need a man and with a man. What's the difference? All right? And if you guys want to comment on the topic, just call in, follow the phone screener's prompt, press 1, and I'll know that you want to be on the air, and I'll put you on the air with me. Okay? So, the difference between a woman that needs a man and a woman that's with a man. My opinion, and this is my opinion, guys. So, you know, if my opinion differs from yours, then call me. Let's discuss it. Let's talk about it like adults. The show, my show is what I call 100%. So I give you flavor from me at 100%. I don't hold back. I tell you exactly what I'm thinking. So the difference between a woman that needs a man and a woman that's with a man, the first thing I want to do is say, what's a woman that needs a man? Who's a woman, a man? A woman that needs a man is a woman who needs a man for physical touch. That means intimacy, okay? Not just sexual intimacy, but, you know, physical intimacy, touch. And need a man to sleep with that night. Need a man to be there, you know, during the day or what have you. They need a man to be there for them. They need a man to financially help them, to help take care of them, help keep them moving along, help them through life, okay? That's a woman who needs a man. Now, and again, that's my opinion. And I know you guys, I'm going to get hundreds of emails sending out saying, Frank, you're wrong. Frank, you're right. Frank, you're wrong. So that's fine. But if you guys don't agree with me or you agree with me, call me. Tell me what you're thinking. Okay, now a woman that's with a man is a woman who can take care of herself. She has her own. She has a job that pays her, you know, decent wages, where she can have her own place, her own car, and take care of herself. Right? She doesn't need a man. Okay, and I'm going to tell you something about these women in just a minute, but she doesn't need a man, okay? And she will tell a man that she doesn't need a man. I don't need a man, okay? But she wants a man. She's with a man because when she goes to her friend's house for a dinner party, okay, she wants to have a man with her because some of her friends are married and been married for 20 years or maybe this and that. So she wants to have a man with her, right? It may not necessarily be the same man all the. It may not be the same man all the time, but she has a man with her. So that's a woman who's with a man. Okay, she's got her own, and she will put him out if she has to. Y'all with me? She, you know, he can be at her place, and they can be, you know, wine and dining, having dinner or whatever, and they may start talking and get into some type of disagreement. And she'll tell him, get out. Go about your business. Go do your own thing, whatever. I don't want to see you anymore tonight. You know, and she's fearless. And she doesn't, you know, she doesn't take any junk, so to speak. That's a woman who's with a man. Now, the woman that needs a man, now he can kick around, you know, jump up and down on her and tell her all kinds of crazy stuff. Babe, I'm going to the moon. I'll be back in 2 weeks. Okay, you be careful. And he'll go off and he'll do his thing. And he'll come home, you know, he can come home at 2 a.m. She doesn't know where he's been. She doesn't care where he's been. But he came home, so that's her saving grace. He came home to me. Okay? She needs a man. She needs a man. She needs someone to take care of her. She needs a man. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. I see a lot of people joining the show, and I'd like to get your comments, guys. I give you my comments all the time. The difference between a woman that needs a man and a woman that's with a man. I gave you the characteristics of each woman, right? The woman that needs a man and a woman that with a man. I gave you the characteristics of each one. Now, I said I was going to tell you something about this woman who's with a man, who has her own money, has her own place to stay, has her own job, has her own car, may have a business, whatever. Okay? She'll tell a man in a heartbeat, I don't need you. But realistically, she needs that man. Okay? Now, I'm going to say this, because there's some men out there that can really put it down, right? That can really put it down. I'm talking about they say all the right things, they do all the right things, and they're great with intimacy and romance. So when you think about that, she needs that man. Well, she may say that she doesn't need him, but she'll call him at 2 a.m. and say, hey, what you doing? Why don't you come over and spend the night with me? Because what? She wants that man to be with her. Okay, she really does need him. I have a caller up on the line, up on the show, from the 404 area code. The first 3 digits are 750. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Atlanta. This is Felicia.
Hi, Felicia.
And
how are you?
Hi, how you doing? I'm fine. Now, I agree with you to a certain extent about the woman that's with a man, but now my perception, or even speaking for myself and the a lot of ladies that I know, we don't necessarily need a man. We like the companionship. Mostly a woman that's with a man, she loves the companionship. Yeah, she loves the little attention. But the woman that needs that man, like you said, he can treat her any kind of way, long as he putting it down. Now, that's the main point for a woman that needs a man, that I feel that she, you know, long as he putting it down, coming home, yeah, that's it. But a woman that's independent, because it's too many other things out here and other ways to intrigue yourself that you really don't need a man. I mean, if you're handling your finances, you're handling everything else, sometimes that doesn't even come into play. And so, and that's putting it nicely. But anyway,
well,
I had to stop you on that because I'm like, okay. I mean, I understand, yeah,
well,
that is
it,
the law of nature. Okay, okay.
Hold it. I'm trying to pinpoint this, what you're saying. So
mm-hmm.
what you're saying is the woman who's with a man, who's got her own
mm-hmm.
and all this, she can go without a man physically, without a man for...
That's not her main interest.
That may not be her main interest, but
okay. See,
how can you know? I mean, you're saying that she can go without a man for how long are you saying? You're saying she can go 6 months, a year, 2 years, 5 years? What are you saying?
Well, no, I'm not putting a time limit on it. With a woman, I'm just saying with a woman that is with a man. Yeah, it may happen eventually, but that's not her. My main point is it's not her main thing. That's not the thing that holds that type of woman with a man. There are other things, and I'm only saying that because you were speaking as if the intimacy part is the main focus of it. No, it's not. Except with the woman that needs a man, yeah, she feels that's the only way she can keep him.
Well,
now,
a
woman that's with a man, she wants to be challenged mentally as well as physically. See, she's an all around because she's out there making her own thing, you know, making her own way. So, what? You know, whereas the woman that sits at home and waits and prays that he comes back.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. that's. That's like, so what you're saying is she, you know, the physical part and all that is, that's needed too, but that's not her main focus. Her main thing
right.
is someone who can challenge her intellect and isn't just
correct.
Going to drop in and jump up and down and be gone.
And in fact, it's someone that she can grow with, not go with. Grow with. See, that type of woman grows
Absolutely.
With her man, not goes with him, or, you know, however you want to put it. So I was just calling in on that point when you were going there. So,
well, I appreciate that. Thanks for your call and continue to listen to the show.
Sure will.
Thank
I'm enjoying it so far. You're welcome.
Well, thank you, Felicia. Take care of yourself. So, you know, I agree with Felicia. I think that, a woman who's with a man, you know, that's true. I don't think that's her main focus. She wants a man who's actually, what I'm thinking about is she wants a man who's got something going for himself. You know, if you flip it over to a man that's with a woman or a man that needs a woman, then he's the man that's with a woman. You know, That's how I took it, what Felicia was saying. So I understand that, and I believe that. I believe that was, you know, totally. That there are women out there, lots of women out there who are with a man. There are lots of women out there who are looking for a man that, you know, that she can call her man, but he's got other stuff going for himself as well. He's got, you know, he's got his own, and he's doing his own thing, and he isn't just a womanizer that just wants to come and be physically intimate with her and, you know, wham, bam, I just did whammy. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, and he's out the door. That's not it. You know, he wants, you know, he ain't going to come over every night expecting to go to the bedroom, right? He's going to come over, and we may go out and get a bite to eat and come back, and we may, you know, watch a movie or talk a little bit or whatever, and bam, he's out the door. He's going about his business, right? So, you know, I think that's true. I think that's very true. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, this woman that needs a man, again, she is, just like the caller said, she is the one that is needy. She wants to get him to the house so that they can get to the bedroom as soon as possible, because she thinks that that's what's going to be the glue that holds them together. When on the contrary, you know, like I said, he may be the one who's, you know, got several needy women in his stable, so to speak. Okay? And I think that a woman who's with a man, her mentality would be able to pick up on that very quickly and kick him out of her stable, right? And kick him to the curb, because she can figure that out really, really fast. That's a woman with a man. That's a woman that you want to be with. That's someone that you want to be with, guys out there. So look for a woman like that. Look for a woman like that. And she will not be at the bar. She will not be in a strip club. Okay? She's somewhere that you don't even think about. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. I got about 30 seconds left. I appreciate you guys being here on the show and listening. And thank you, Felicia, for calling in. Take care of yourself. Stay warm. And I'll see you right back here tomorrow. Tomorrow's Free Fall Friday, right here on the Frank Williams Show. Take care of yourself.